Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Queens of Country. It is your host, Jason Brown, and I wanted to record a little intro and give you a little bit of context about this episode because it is so special. So I'm going to be talking to Tierra Kennedy, okay? She is the amazing female country voice that I wanted to highlight in this episode. We recorded this a while back, and if the name sounds familiar, it's because, yep, she was just featured on Beyoncé's latest album, Cowboy Carter, on the song Blackbird, which is a beautiful cover. So if you haven't checked out that song or the whole album of Cowboy Carter, you need to check it out. It is inspirational. It is trailblazing. It is an amazing piece of work. So definitely check out Cowboy Carter. Definitely check out the song Blackbird that Tierra Kennedy is on with Beyoncé. I wanted to record a little intro and only to talk about a little bit about Cowboy Carter and just how revolutionary it has been for female country artists in the last couple weeks. But I'm not going to bring it up in the interview because we didn't know about it when the interview was recorded. So I didn't want you sitting there being like, why didn't you talk about Cowboy Carter? Why didn't you talk about Beyoncé? Well, Tierra was tight-lipped. Obviously, you know, Queen Bee don't play around. So I hope you enjoy this episode with Tierra Kennedy and check out all her music, but specifically her feature on Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter. So without further ado, here's the latest episode of Queens of Country with Tierra Kennedy. Enjoy. Okay, bye. Hello, it's Jason Brown from The Fred Show, and I am so excited to bring you another episode of Queens of Country. And I'm so excited for my guest because I'm obsessed with her voice. And she's literally, in my brain, like the next one up, like about to just blow up. Give it up for Tierra Kennedy. Hello, girl. How are you?
Oh, hi. I love that intro.
Oh, my God. Well, it's so true. Like, I just remember, like, I love singer-songwriters, any artist really that has a voice that just, like, wraps around you when you listen to their music. And that is you. Like, you are quintessential authentic country, and I'm obsessed. So, like,
oh my
when
god, I'm obsessed with you.
Thank you. But I just know that, like, you are about to be, like, blown up. Like, I, because if it doesn't happen, like, there's nothing in this world is right, just, or fair. So I'm betting my entire life, like, you are the next, like, big thing. And I'm so excited that you have taken some time, a couple minutes, to talk to me today. So thank you so much. So you have such, like, a very cool style when it comes to songwriting, but also, like, the way you use your voice in music, and it's just so unique to me. What shaped your style? Like, how did you sort of, like, what do you draw on to sort of get to produce the art the way that you do?
I definitely think it's the music I grew up listening to, whether that was, you know, willingly or reluctantly.
Okay.
My parents would play R&B music all around the house. And, you know, some of it was like that music you hear at, like, family reunions, and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to hear this song again.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I started, like, singing country music, I feel like that just kind of infused into what I was doing because it was what I was listening to growing up.
Yeah.
And so when I met my producer, Cameron Bedell, he grew up listening to the same kind of music. And so I feel like working with him is what really brought that sound out.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Yeah, growing up, I have a very eclectic, so, like, my dad was really into oldies and my mom is really into country, and so it's kind of very eclectic. And I actually played your song, Jesus, My Mom and My Therapist, with my mom in the car, and she was, like, obsessed. She loves it too. So,
oh,
Linda Brown is also a fan, so shout out. She's like,
shout out to Linda.
Right, like, show me how to put this on my phone. Like, it was a whole thing. So,
I love it.
Yeah. So you're from Alabama, right? Or you grew up in Alabama?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you still there now, or have you moved out?
I moved to Nashville 7 years ago with my whole family. So.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's so exciting. Did you still live with your whole family?
No.
Oh,
I live with
my
husband now. Yeah. So I moved here 7 years ago, and, like, a couple years into that, I finally got my own place. But Yeah, we're all from Birmingham, and I think they were kind of itching to get out and see something new, experience something new. And so my parents and my two younger sisters came. And I felt kind of bad that I brought my sisters like out of school and away from their friends, the whole different state, but they all love it. They love it here.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, Nashville's such a cool place and it's such a booming place too. So I feel like anyone could feel at home there. So I guess like sort of growing up in Alabama and all that stuff, is there anything when you're out or on the road or even in Nashville now that you miss, whether it be a food or anything that back home and you're like, oh, like only I've never been to Alabama. So only Alabama does it like this. What comes to
Yes.
mind?
Okay, three things.
Okay.
Three different food places that I love.
All right.
First off is Milo's. Have you
Okay.
ever had Milo's sweet tea? They have it
No.
like at stores.
Ooh. Yeah, I love sweet
Oh,
tea though.
it's so good. It's a, like a kind of like a fast food place. And
Yeah.
then there's a place called Green Acres that's like downtown. That was so funny. I didn't think
Yeah.
like did the little
The
thumbs up.
thumbs up. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thumbs up to
Someone agrees
Milo's.
with you.
Exactly. And then there's a place called Green Acres,
Okay.
and then that like sells like chicken wings. And then Nikki's West. It's like
Ooh.
down home southern cooking. And oh my gosh, my
Oh,
mouth is like
yes.
watering just thinking about it.
Have you ever tried to remake it? Are you a cook at all? Like, did you ever try to make something from home?
No, absolutely not.
Ooh.
I cannot cook to save my life. My husband is the cook in the family, and I just clean. I would either burn something or like the seasonings would just be off if I tried to cook.
Oh my God, yeah. What's like your favorite thing that he makes?
Oh, he makes really good stuff. His spaghetti is my favorite.
Ooh, oh my
Oh,
God, that sounds so I'm we were just
delicious.
talking about what I'm making for dinner. I'm making pasta for dinner tonight, so I like can't wait.
Yes.
But I too, so I like sort of turn the page at the beginning of the year. I'm like, I'm gonna learn how to cook. Like I am 34 years old. Like, let me get my shit together, right? Like, let me like figure out how to cook. So I got an air fryer for Christmas. I was like, okay, this is gonna
Yes.
change the game, right? It's gonna change the game. But then I found a website that's Lazy Meals, where literally it's like
Oh.
five or six ingredients and it's like five steps and you just throw it together and it's delicious. So you need to look that up because
Okay.
maybe you could like whip something up. Like I'm gonna whip up chicken parm. It's gonna taste like I like made it all day, but like it took me 5 minutes. Like,
Oh
girl,
yes, okay. That is it for me. I tried
yeah.
HelloFresh and like
Oh
I could
yeah.
do that. I can
Yeah.
do HelloFresh. Like give me every single step, give me
Right.
all the ingredients. That
Yes.
I can
I need very specific instructions. We don't
do.
deviate. We
Very
don't like,
specific.
because I'm also not the person like, this would taste good if I put cilantro in. Like, I'm not, I don't know what that tastes like or like how that works.
That before, and then like I was like, this is bad. I'm about to order me some DoorDash.
Yes. Oh my God, that's great. So I want to keep going in your music. So you let out a couple Christmas songs. Is it a dream of yours? Do you ever want to do like a full Christmas album and have one of those like iconic sort of Christmas albums out there?
I don't know. Maybe one day I would. I'm gonna be honest. My team
Yeah.
kind of had to like force me to put out those Christmas
Okay.
songs
Yeah.
because I love Christmas and I love Christmas songs, but
Yeah.
I can't do it for an extended period of time because
Yeah.
I'm like I'm just listening to the same songs
Oh, girl. Yeah.
over and over.
Yeah.
So like if I did it, I would have to do it like I feel like Carrie Underwood did it really great.
Yeah.
Like. She put in some original songs in there
Yeah.
and then, the classics. So I'm not putting it off. We'll see. We'll
Well,
see what
yeah, we'll see.
happens.
Yeah. Well, I feel the same way. So we have a station here that flips to all Christmas, like one of those stations that plays all Christmas. And it's like by the time Christmas finally comes around, I'm like, oh my God.
Yes,
I
this is a
like can't
lot.
hear Santa Claus is coming to town one more freaking time. Like I'm gonna lose
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Like,
it.
I feel like I can only. What I like, people don't even play it just like in the month of December. It's like I feel like people are starting to play it now when I just
Yeah, like
can't.
people start in October and okay, there's this one weirdo that I work with that he's gonna hear this and like freak out that I'm exposing him, but he works out
to Christmas music. Like, has it in his
No.
earbuds. I'm like, how does that get you hype? Like I love, like, there's
That's
like a
like
certain,
psychopath tendencies.
right? Like, there's like a certain scene, right? Like, if it's snowing and like you're with family, then like, okay, like there's Christmas. Or even if you're out Christmas shopping or wrapping presents, like, there's got to be a certain scene. Like, it's not going to be April and I'm like lifting weights listening to like Silent Night. Like, that's not going to happen,
Oh my gosh,
you
not
know?
the Silent Night. He's
Like,
like doing his warm up to Jingle Bells and his
right.
warm down to Silent Night. Please,
Right.
no, absolutely
Right.
not. He needs to be banned from the gym.
Right. So you heard it from Tiara Kennedy. No Christmas music in the gym. Okay. Like,
No.
outlawed, straight to jail, like, not happening.
Absolutely.
So I noticed you are going to be hitting the road a little bit soon, which is really exciting. What's your go-to? And I'm sorry, I love food, so we're going back to our food question. But if you're like
Yes.
hitting the road and, you know, maybe you're away from home and you got to stop at the gas station because you need some snacks to get you over to the next city, what are you grabbing?
So I'm really into RX bars.
Okay.
They're really good. They're like a little, like, I don't know, like a granola bar. Very good. But I also reach for the original Lay's potato chips because they're really great
Ooh.
for your voice.
Oh,
Like the
really?
what I guess it's like the grease or the oil or whatever is it like
Oh.
lubricates your vocal cords. And it doesn't hurt
Okay.
that they taste good.
Yeah, because now you have an excuse. You're like, oh, I'm working on my voice
Exactly.
with these
Yeah,
Lays,
and I'm
and not,
like a whole bag in.
yeah, you're like, I really, like, we just want to make sure we're tip top shape, you know?
Exactly. We just
When we
got
need
an
it.
extra precaution.
Right. We need a show in Chicago soon. So when you're looking at dates, make sure you come up here. Okay.
Yes, of course. Of course. I love Chicago.
So I want to get into the single. So Jesus, My Mom and My Therapist. Tell me a little bit about the song, where it came from, what you were thinking about in the creation, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so I wrote, I just call it Jesus because it's a long title,
Yeah,
which
love
gets
it.
really funny when I start talking about the song. But
Right. There's
we
punctuation, which is great.
exactly,
Right.
yeah. We wrote it on a writer's retreat last year, and it was the last song we wrote, which is always the most fun because there's like no pressure. It's just like, you know, we just are gonna write something fun, and if
Yeah.
it's, you know, ends up sounding great, then cool. So Emily Landis, one of the writers on that song, she threw out the title Therapist, and we were all sitting around the kitchen island, and we just started singing the chorus. It just came out,
Wow.
and yeah, we. I mean, it didn't take that long to finish that song. It was a pretty easy one, which I feel like the most fun and the best songs are very easy to write. And we just wrote it about, I kind of came from the perspective of, you know, being from a small town, and you know, once you tell one person, everybody knows all your
Right. Yep.
business.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's like that's a universal thing, like wherever you are, you know, if you're in the workplace, like you especially know you can't tell everybody
Right.
everything.
Hello. Yes, exactly. And then you get exposed in a meeting or something, like, you weren't supposed to say anything. Yes, it happens every
Right.
day.
Right.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, I love the song so much. It definitely resonates because me too. I do daily talk to Jesus, my mama, and my therapist. Well, not daily my therapist. That would be really expensive. We're down to once a week, but
Right.
I love and I love that, you know, it talks about, you know, obviously it also infuses, like, just that. I love anything that supports like mental health and getting people to, like, sort of, like, it's okay, like, normalize that it's okay. And we talk about on the
Yeah.
show every single day that, like, we all have therapists, right? Like, and it's such an
Yeah.
awesome thing to sort of normalize. So just thank you for that too, because it does do a lot.
Yeah, well, it's cool too that I get to talk about that through that song, you know.
Yeah.
That and I didn't really think that people were gonna take it that way. I thought it was just gonna be like, you know, this fun song that people will sing along to.
Yeah.
But I've had people you know, comment and message and say that, like, you know, they've gotten to therapy because of that song. And I'm like, wow, like it's really cool that a fun, lighthearted song like
Yeah.
that can you know, push somebody, you know, take care of their mental health. You know, that's something that I've really put at the forefront of my life recently.
Yeah.
I think it's so healthy to talk about your emotions and talk about what you're going through. So yeah, I'm like so happy to support therapy and mental health in any way that I can, because I think it's important.
Yeah, no, and we always, especially on the air too, we always talk about it because I feel like at least when I was younger, therapy was like a, oh, you have to be in therapy, like sort of like thing. And now it's like, no,
Yeah.
like you don't understand how much it can help just to like have someone third party and just unload on them and there's no biases and like whatever. So I urge everyone if they can, like it's even if you're not suffering from like a, you know, you don't think you're suffering from a deep mental illness or something like that, like it's always good to just have like a sounding board that's unbiased and not going to judge you and all that good stuff. So there is a little
Yeah.
bit of deep meaning to, you know, the fun song that you wrote. So which
Yeah.
is awesome. What about an album? What are we doing, girl? What's next? What are the plans?
Listen, you know, I got a whole team behind me, so we got all
Yeah.
these stuff we got to go through.
Right.
But yes, I have been we have all of the songs recorded. So there is an
Awesome.
album. It's done. We're just waiting to put it out. And I've been teasing some of the songs on social media, and
Yeah.
it's been really cool to see the excitement behind all of that. But yes, it is
It's
coming, my
coming. It
first
is
ever
coming.
album.
Wow, I know. I can't wait. I cannot wait to just have a full body of work from you. It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, it's been cool to like, you know, get to do that for the first time too, because I'm like all about the visuals and
Yeah.
you know, the brand and all of that. And so it's been fun getting to put all of that content together and tell my story in a different way.
Yeah, and I will give you props because I can tell you are creative, right? And I can tell that you care about that stuff and you have your hands and stuff. And I think that's what makes artists so authentic and long lasting is because you care about every aspect of what comes out under your brand, which is amazing. So that's another reason why I'm obsessed with you because I love artists that aren't don't let the machine sort of like take them to where they go, right? Like you can tell that, you know, you picked this and you care about this and you know, you wrote that. Like, so I do have to give you your flowers for
Yeah.
that because it does,
Thank you.
and I want you to know that it does come across, you know, for sure what you're doing. So
I appreciate it. That means a lot.
yeah.
I'm like constantly fighting with
Right.
like my team and everybody. I'm like,
Yeah.
they're like, you like it's just a font. Like, why do you
Right.
care about the font? Like, why do you care
Right.
about the
But it's
color? I'm
next
like,
to my
because it's
face,
a,
right?
yes. I'm like, it's a, all about the visuals. It has to all go together. So
Right.
I'm gonna yell and scream about this until it's fixed.
Yes. Oh, I love it. What is a Tierra Kennedy live show like for people that haven't seen you live yet? What do you sort of
Oh.
take that imagery and that motto and transport it to live, or what's the vibe?
Yeah, it's fun. It's high energy. I love, you know, I feel like when you come to a show, you want to just have fun and you want to dance. And so we've
Yeah.
got a lot of like upbeat, happy songs in there. And then we've got some moments that are going to make you cry. And I love 90s country, and so
Yes.
we've put in a couple covers in the mix too.
Sick.
We do a cover of Sold, which
Yes.
is it's so fun. And I always preface before, I'm like, I fully know this is a guy song and there's no way to make it a female song, so you're just
Yeah.
gonna have to bear with me. But that is like one of my favorite moments in the show because everybody always gets up and they're dancing along. So it's cool.
Yeah, see, I love when artists do that. I actually recently stumbled across Hozier's cover of Say My Name by Destiny's Child, which I don't know if you
What?
ever heard it, but girl, it is
No.
life-changing. And I think like it's
Okay.
so different when you hear from a different gender's perspective on another artist's song, like that it's so cool. And it shows that, like, damn girl, like your range, like you're covering like this, that. So that's impressive.
Yeah.
You
Ooh,
gotta
I gotta go.
check
Yeah, I
it
gotta go
out. It
watch
gave me
that.
chills. I was like, this is Say My Name? Like, what? Like, why is it so deep and slow? It's not supposed to make me emo. Like, what is happening here?
Ooh, that sounds so iconic. I love
Yeah,
it.
it really is. Okay, so last question, because this is the Queens of Country. I want you to give me your top three country queens. Okay.
Ooh,
I know
top
it's
three country
hard.
queens. Okay. Dolly Parton,
Ooh, yes.
Shania Twain.
Yes.
Oh, what's my third one? What's my third one? I mean, I gotta say Carrie Underwood. I mean, she's
Ooh,
just a queen.
yes.
Like, she's a mom. She can sing her butt off. She has the best legs,
Yeah.
and she's just A sweetheart.
Right.
We love
She's on
Carrie.
Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football, whatever football.
Yeah, one of the
Right, one of those football days where they throw things.
footballs. Yeah.
Well, awesome. Tierra Kennedy, and
I love it.
I'm even more obsessed with you after this interview. You are amazing. You're so talented. I can't wait to see all the amazing things that are coming up with you. And everyone, please go check out Jesus, My Mom, and My Therapist, wherever you get your music, and make sure to wait for her album that is coming soon. I am so excited for
Yes.
that.
Yes.
Tierra, you're awesome. You're a beautiful person. And thank you for doing this. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. Thanks for chatting with me. This is fun.
Yeah.